Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's pick three college street pro games. Here's where we sit. Gator went 3-3 last week. You are 16-14 in colleges, 12-15 in the NFL, 28-29 overall. Your locks, 5-5, which is good because at one point they were 3-5.
Yeah.
So you've caught some fire here a little bit. I've leveled off after a hot start, still in a decent spot. I'm 19-11 picking college games, 13-14 picking pro games, 32-25 overall, 6-4 with my locks. I will start with a game tonight. Houston, terrible performance last week against West Virginia, but they turned it over four times. They're not a football team that turns it over that much. If they don't help UCF, I like them a lot to cover the single point, 1 point Houston is laying at UCF tonight. I'll take the Cougars.
I'll start in the Big Ten. You got USC at home against Northwestern. That's right, the school outside Chicago has to travel all the way out west. The Trojans are giving up two full touchdowns, 14 points in this one. I like USC. I don't. Northwestern is not much of an offense. They're not going to score a ton. I think USC is one of the better offenses in football, so I like them covering the 14.
I like them a lot on a short week. I've been watching that number, waiting for it to get to 13.5. It hasn't. But I continue to monitor.
I understand.
I got till 9 o'clock tonight. It's my car house lock of the week. West Virginia is the team that benefited from the four turnovers from Houston. Colorado has given up 50 points. I think it's the last three games. And they are making the shift to a true freshman quarterback flying cross country. I'll take West Virginia at home, -6.5, my car house lock of the week.
Well, you heard me ask Birchie about it. I'm trying to narrow these games down. Boston College is at home against SMU. The Mustangs are giving up 10.5 points in this one. SMU is playing really well. They got a little bump because their coach is going to stick around. And Boston College is awful. I like SMU -10.5.
My final game from the collegiate level, Purdue and Ohio State playing on Saturday. The total on that one is 48, over 48, Purdue and Ohio State.
Interesting. Ohio State doesn't, they haven't run the score up as much as you thought they would. And Purdue kept it close against Michigan. I would have thought maybe we might go under in it.
Purdue's had some offense this year. But yeah, I think Ohio State will handle their defense. Ohio State may go over the 48 all by themselves, but we'll see.
I'll venture off to the SEC. Georgia is on the road at Mississippi State. The over-under on this game is set at 56.5. Georgia's not the explosive team we've seen in the past. Their defense is getting better. I don't see Mississippi State, you know, really getting into a track meet. I like the under 56.5.
All right, let's shift gears and go to the National Football League. Starting off, the LA Chargers are at home. I believe this is a Sunday night game. Taking on Pittsburgh, Chargers are laying 2.5. I'll take the Chargers at home -2.5.
The Colts are at home against the Atlanta Falcons, and the Colts are going to get Sauce Gardner. Looks like he's going to play.
They're in Germany, I believe.
Okay, even better. but Sauce is with this team. Boy, me and the home and away stuff, right?
Yeah, you did it to start the year, too, with the NFL game.
Yeah, it's great.
It's Berlin.
Yeah. I will not stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Anyway, the addition of Sauce Gardner, who I believe has cleared concussion protocol, if he's able to play in this game, it just gives this team a lift. Indianapolis is a better team than Atlanta. I like them to bounce back this week, -6.5 against the Falcons.
Next up, Lions and Washington. The total in that game is 49.5. Based upon what I expect out of Lions offense, I'll take the over 49.5 in this game.
A lot of points there. Cleveland on the road at the Jets. These are teams that a lot of talk was going on. What was going to happen with the trade deadline? The Jets jettisoned a lot of players and the two best players they have on defense. I think it's just too much. I like Cleveland getting that or just giving up the 1 point at the Jets. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. No Quinnen Williams. No Sauce Gardner, no good.
Good pick. My final one is Carolina taking on New Orleans at home. I think New Orleans is another team that's kind of white flagged it and has lost some steam. I'll take Carolina minus the 5.5 at home.
New quarterback for New Orleans this week, right? Is Tyler Shuck getting the call?
Yep.
Baltimore on the road at Minnesota. The Ravens are giving up 4 points. I think the Ravens are poised to really make their push. It started a couple weeks ago. I think the minus four at Minnesota is an easy cover for them. I like the Ravens. I think the Vikings, they stole one in Detroit. I don't think the Vikings are that good. I think they're good, but they're not that good. And I think Baltimore is.
Kang, you went 1-1 last week. You liked my pick. Actually, no, you went 2-0 last week.
Yeah, get
you
liked, put some respect on my friend.
Relax. You like my pick, Buffalo and Kansas City, and you hated. Here's why I want to give you credit. Both Gator and I had the Colts minus three, and you hated that pick. You were right. We were wrong. Yeah. Which one do you like this week, and which one do you hate?
All right, so nothing really stood out for me from Gator's pick, so I'm going to go with you on both, Doug. What I love is your car house lock of the week. West Virginia minus 6.5. Colorado sinking ship. Doesn't look good over there right now. I'll take West Virginia minus the points.
Which one do you hate?
All right, I'm going to go with the same theory I did last week. I didn't like that Pittsburgh game and Colts game because it just didn't seem right. I'm doing the same thing this week. Carolina minus 5.5 against the Saints. It looks like, hey, Carolina, better record, just beat the Packers. Saints going nowhere. This is the NFL. I think the Saints somehow at least keep it within the number. I'll take the Saints.
Sounds good. Thank you for your contributions, and do with these what you will. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Story just tweeted out at this hour. Breaking news. Wendy's to close roughly 300 stores nationwide.
Wow.
Starting in late 2025. Where do you stand on Wendy's?
I've kind of moved away from it over the years. I used to love it. Like back when the big classic first came out and they had, remember the container that I assume you still ate hamburgers at this point. The container that held the big classic burger in it, and actually the top of the container was kind of molded to look like the top of the bun.
Oh, really?
It was kind of cool. But I thought the big classic burger when it first came out was awesome. It was great. I used to like the chicken sandwich way back in the day when it came out. You know, the fries were a little bit different. And, of course, the Frosty is, you know, the champ. But I haven't gone to Wendy's in forever. It's low on my – if I'm going to get a burger – if I'm going to get a burger fast, I always like the McDonald's cheeseburger. It's just simple and easy. If I've got a little bit of time, I got to go to Five Guys. Five Guys is a great burger.
Also, as it pertains to Detroit sports, breaking news. Well, not really. Lynn Henning just posted the following, and I want your take on it. Realize the Tigers prefer that Kevin McGonigal get some AAA time before he's shipped to Comerica Park. Just don't know how they can make a case for it in March. When his bat is too good and his potential rookie of the year contention is an enormous enticement when it delivers a bonus first round pick. Scott Anderson, I know when we've talked about like bringing back Gleyber Torres and the fact that they've made him a qualifying offer, you were kind of torn on this because you like Gleyber as a player, but you want to assume that Kevin McGonigal will take a middle infield spot next year.
Yeah, and when they've offered him the deal is, what, $22 million or $20 a year? 20.25 or something like that. I think that's an offer that maybe Gleyber Torres takes. Now, maybe he knows that there's a team out there that's willing to give him a multi-year contract. The Tigers shouldn't be one. Obviously, this is the qualifying offer, and it's just 1 year. So I'm kind of torn. I kind of want him to deny it, turn it down so that he can get to free agency, and then we could go ahead and the Tigers have room to put somebody at second base. Maybe it's Colt Keith that goes back to second base. McGonigal plays third. McGonigal is playing third base in the fall league. And in 16 games, he's hitting .387 with a .1220 OPS. He's drawn 13 walks into 16 games. He's driven in 17 runs into 16 games. So he's hitting very well there. Now, the Arizona fall league, the pitching is not what you're going to see even at AAA. Right? These are guys that are high A ball guys or even AA guys. So it might be a little inflated, but I think that there's reason for them to be excited about Kevin McGonigal and his bat-to-ball skills. Very good.
And Gator, I don't know if you saw this or even if you care, but you saw that College Game Day is at Texas Tech tomorrow for Texas Tech BYU.
Okay.
Noon kickoff.
Lubbock?
Yep. It's in lovely Lubbock, Texas. And did you see who their celebrity guest picker is?
Did not.
Who's the most famous person from Texas Tech?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that, I always get Texas Tech and Texas A&M confused. That's fine. As far as Mahomes.
He went to Texas Tech.
Okay, so Mahomes.
He is the celebrity guest picker. Well done. He is the celebrity guest picker tomorrow on College Game Day. You know, and I was thinking about that because every chance he gets.
I feel like I just passed a test.
I do know there is a sense of satisfaction when somebody springs a question like that. And you're like, don't choke, don't choke, don't choke.
I should know.
Oh, you did. You did a hell of a job. The celebrity guest picker, there has been multiple occasions where I've seen Patrick Mahomes back at Texas Tech. And this isn't really a reason not to do it. But one of the things that's lost in this era of transfer portal is, where do you go back to?
Right. Right.
Where do you go back to?
Jalen Hurts.
Like former players. Former players, when you play at four different schools, there was a kid from Purdue last week. That Purdue was his fourth school in four years. And I'm like, what does he consider when his teammates get together for a reunion?
Where's Randy Moss go? I mean, I imagine go to Marshall, but
yeah, I think so. I mean, he wasn't at Notre Dame for very long. Or Florida State. Was he at Florida State and Notre Dame?
Florida State and Notre Dame, yeah. But probably, nonetheless, I understand your point. Yep. Now it's crazy.
It is, because when you start talking about 2, 3, 4 schools, I'm not sure, you know, what a player decides to do, where they decide to go.
Jalen Berger.
So he was Wisconsin, Michigan State, and now is he the one that's at UCLA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know. Do they have that, any kind of connection with, which team do they connect with? I mean, you probably connect with somebody, but it just seems odd.
It is odd. Yeah. It's one of the things I don't like about college football. I think it's way too easy to transfer now. And to a point, I get it. Look, coaches can change jobs whenever they want. Mm-hmm. But this is back when I thought you went to school for school, and certainly football is part of it.
Negotiate the contracts. That's what I want to see. I think that's... Change. The contracts, because the contracts can benefit the player too. Like, scholarships are year to year. So if you go to a school and you're not living up to the billing, they can't pull your scholarship if you sign a contract. But then again, you can't leave. It's just like pro sports don't have rolling one year to the next contracts in free agency. And that seems like kind of out of control, if you will, for colleges. And I'm trying to embrace the new world because I recognize that some of it benefits us here in the Big Ten. Big Ten graduates, Big Ten alums make really, really quite a bit of money, which sets up Big Ten schools in this new world order to perhaps do things that have been done elsewhere for a long time. Kind of like that. But anyway, which college game are you looking forward to most this weekend?
I think it is the BYU-Texas Tech game. I didn't put that on my – it was the last cut for my teams.
Yeah.
because I've got the, I said earlier in the week, you know, I have a real feeling that BYU is going to be able to cover that 10.5-point spread. But I think BYU can win that game.
It's funny. I think Texas Tech is going to win that game, but 10.5 is too much. I was eyeing it, and the line has fluctuated. I saw it down to 9.5, and it's back up to 10.5.
The other one I'm curious about is Indiana at home against, I think they're home against Penn State.
I think they're at Penn State.
They have Penn State.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know who's at home, who's away.
They're actually playing in Jupiter, Gator.
Jupiter, Florida. But Indiana, Penn State, I mean, Indiana's got to back everything up, right? They're getting the love. The first poll comes out, and, you know, they're in the top four, and they should be because of the record. And you know, they got the huge win over Oregon, which matters. Penn State is not as bad as I think the record is showing. They just don't have the quarterback. But each week that this backup quarterback gets more experience, is he going to get closer and closer to just be average enough where you can turn things over to the running game and it matters? And that defense still has some players on defense.
I have a friend who was going to that game, and he was going to buy tickets, and he's, God, they're expensive. God, they're expensive. And he held out, and he held out, and he held out, and he's like, you know what? They're not that expensive anymore. Indiana Penn State tickets a couple months ago were through the roof expensive.
Sure.
And now I think he said he's getting in for $15. So
wow.
Happy Valley.
Things have changed.
Are they gonna get infiltrated?
They could.
No.
Think about that. Indiana fans taking over.
They get tickets for $15.
I think that's what he said they were.
I don't think there's that many Indiana fans.
Don't you? Yeah, but they all
not
might
to
go.
Travel.
They've been waiting their entire life to have a situation like this.
They have, but if Indiana basketball has a game Saturday, they'll be there.
They might. Rico, what do you guys have planned coming up next?
Well, we'll kind of take a deep dive into the Lions, especially once TJ gets here to ask him some old line questions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also play a little game of we didn't get to it yesterday. The Athletic had an article and ranking the Big Ten jobs, coaching jobs in football. We're going to do our own ranking.
All right. Have a great show. By the way, the game I'm most interested in is Iowa, Oregon.
And that's
that could be interesting.
That's in the prop bet because it's an interesting 42.5 points is the over-under.
Check out Kinnick, Ducks. See what you think of that.
Yeah.
Have a great show, boys. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. And every Friday, we leave you with the Gator Rant to get more time in front of your TV. Everyone, enjoy your ham.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.